why are you running for state House representative?
There's a lot of reasons I'm running for state House. Obviously, politics has been very interesting to me as I've been involved in 8 years, and my father was involved for more than a decade while I was growing up, so I just, it was an innate interest that I had. But the timing was never right for me. I was a single parent. Well, I still am, but she's 18 and out of high school now. So being a single parent kept me close to home. Juneau wouldn't have been a very viable option traveling back and forth, and then the rest of the district as well. And I had to work my job at the post office and provide food, shelter, insurance, and all of that. Now that she's on her own, it's time for me to take a different direction in my life, and we're sending her off to college this fall, and I'm going to start going and doing something different with my life.
How can the ferry system better address the needs of the towns you want to represent? And please talk about the IFA as well as the Marine Highway and the fast ferries.
Well, the IFA is, I'm glad you brought that into it, because that's part of what the Marine Highway system needs to do, is work with these other independent agencies. In other words, the IFA is going to be a whole lot more effective if it can coordinate with the TAKU and get people off of one and onto the other, which is something that we've been working on. I'm on the Southeast Conference Transportation Committee. That's something we've been working on. I think the state DOT is now looking into that. The main thing for the ferry system, and I've worked real hard on the ferry system. That's been one of my main objectives. And, of course, Sitka being out of the way has had very poor and inequitable ferry service, and we're just now taking steps to fix that. But they need to recognize that it's an essential service. It's transportation. It's not a business, and it's not there to make money, even though it needs to be run as efficiently as possible. And it's there to provide transportation to and from Alaska and between Alaskan cities for Alaskans. That's the primary objective there. I think the DOT made a very good step in the right direction when they eliminated one of the Bellingham routes this summer and used that ferry to service the Panhandle. That's the objective for the ferry system. My record clearly shows my dedication and priority of the ferry system, and that's something that's going to be front and foremost for me from here on, I mean, forever. I mean, that's key to Alaska. We all grew up on the blue canoes around here and know how important they are.
How do you stand on ballot measure 4?
I'm not here's my policy. Typically, I'm not real open about how I vote, but I'll be frank with you on this one. I'm not real sure. There's a lot of propaganda flying around out there, and I intend to get more of the facts before I make my decision. The mining industry is important in all of Alaska, and we need to certainly make sure that we can protect the operating mines that we have now. We don't want to destroy the environment. We don't want to destroy the fisheries. We sure don't want to put fisheries against mining. They're both important and viable industries. So I've got a lot more work to do on that one before I can weed through all the propaganda and sort it out. But if I can determine that, what I need to determine is that it's going to not unduly cripple the mines that are in operation now, not shut down future operations, and not hurt the fisheries.
What are some of your thoughts regarding high energy costs for Southeast Alaskans?
This is obviously the big issue, not just in Alaska, but everywhere. And Alaska needs to put together a comprehensive energy package. Right now, all you hear about is the gas line. Is it going to go to Canada, Valdez? How are we going to do it? How are we going to tax them? You know, that's just part of the big picture, and that's going to be key up in the interior, because a lot of those folks up there use and need the natural gas, and that's fine. But what we need to do as a region down here in Southeast, representation needs to get up and say, hey, that's all well and good, and we can get on board with that, but it needs to be part of a package, and that package has to include hydro energy in Southeast Alaska, and we need you to get on board for us. It's a very, very complex issue. And the problem is as the price of oil goes up, or even it maintains its current high price, the demands on hydro, the cheap power, are excessive. And so even though a lot of these hydro generation plants have surplus power right now, they're not going to for long. And so when we start talking about interties and all that kind of stuff, it's going to become a moot point when there's no surplus energy to be transferred to these communities that are on diesel generation right now. Sitka's a good example of that. A year and a half ago, we were at 80% capacity. We were trying to figure out how to sell 20% of electricity. This year earlier, we had to run our diesels because we couldn't generate enough power on hydro. So it's not just speculation. I'm speaking from example here. So we have to be very careful. We need to connect the smaller communities that are on diesel power with the communities that are on hydro, but it's going to have to include more hydro projects. There's not going to be enough hydro to go around if we can't get economic diesel for heating, and I don't see that happening anytime soon.
For the last question, what else do you want to tell the public about yourself?
I've never been very good at trying to sell myself. I'm not a very good salesman. If you ever buy a car from me, the first thing I'll do is tell you everything that's wrong with it. I'm not going to tell you everything that's wrong with me. I'd encourage people to get out there and look at their candidates. I mean, obviously the primary, you've got the Republican side and the Democratic side, and I'm sure Rangel is very familiar with both the Republican candidates. The Democrats are both from Sitka, and you're probably not very familiar with them. Get out there and look at us. Lily and I, we both have web pages out there. You can Google our names. You've got an advantage of me. You can learn to like me or dislike me right off the bat, because there's a lot of history out there. There's a lot of press. There's a lot of easy stuff to find out about who I am and what I'm all about. The bottom line is, if I were to put it in a nutshell, I'm not a politician. Being in politics has not been my life's ambition, something I enjoy. The reason I got involved in politics in the first place was I was quite angry with the way things were being done at a local level. And as I was there over the years, I've learned that you can affect positive change, and sometimes you can't, but you sure feel a lot better if you've been there on the front lines to make an effort to try and make things better, what you think is better. And I base all my decisions on what I think is the best thing. And I know I've done a good job if I sleep at night. And for the past 8 years, for the most part, I've slept pretty well. I mean, you always have regrets on votes you take and whatnot, but I don't try and build political capital. I don't try and base my votes on what I think is going to make the most people happy. And I continue to be that way. I'm not a partisan. I don't believe that every decision should be based on what your party tells you to do. I think a good idea is a good idea, whether it comes from a Republican or a Democrat. And I think the main thing is to build working relationships with everybody, not just the people in your party. As a matter of fact, up until November, I've spent 38 years of my life. Well, actually, it'd be 20 years of my life, because I didn't register to vote until I was 18, but 20 years of my life undeclared, because I didn't feel a strong bond to either party. I feel closer to the Democratic Party, which is why I registered as a Democrat, but the right thing is the right thing.